The word of God given to us today is Acts chapter 17, verse 10 to 15. It is on the page 217 in the New Testament. Allow me to read. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Many of the Jews believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. When the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, they went there too, agitating the crowds and stirring them up. The brothers immediately sent Paul to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed at Berea. The men who escorted Paul brought him to Athens, and then left with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Amen.
우리 각자가 매일 맞는 시간의 길이는 다 동일.
Same amount of time is provided to every person.
하루의 길이가
There is no exception to any living person that a day is composed of 24 hours.
매일 맞는 시간의 길이가
However, just because all of us are provided with the same amount of time, it doesn't mean that the quality of such time is same to everyone. To some people, their time is renewed every day, while to others, their time passes meaninglessly. From where does such difference arise? A day passes through the rotation of the earth, and a year passes through the revolution of the earth. So, time is always constant, that there cannot be a distinction of old and new. The quality and meaning of time is completely determined by a person using such time. Therefore, meaning of time cannot be renewed unless the person is renewed. To the contrary, wouldn't the time be renewed if a person is renewed? Being a new person doesn't mean undergoing cosmetic surgeries. It means a person's mind is being renewed. A new mind means that the person's thoughts are being renewed. New mind is the starting point of new thoughts, and new thoughts are a result of new mind. When thoughts are renewed, a person's way of talking and behavior are also renewed. When a way of talking and behavior of a person are renewed, a person's time to come will be filled with the new day, new month, and new year. The Garden of Eden that God created for the first man, Adam and Eve, is the prototype of the kingdom of God that Christians must establish in this world. As explained during the class of new believers, in the original Greek text, the garden in the Garden of Eden is written as Gan. This word has the meaning of garden, not a hill, as it is in Korean translation. However, such garden is not just a plain garden. The Greek noun, Gan, has derived from the word Kanan, which has meaning of putting up a fence. So Greek word gan means a garden with a fence.
하와의 타락으로 말미암아 상실한 에덴.
The Garden of Eden was deprived due to the fall of Adam and Eve, but which we must restore from our lives. Such garden is a fenced garden. We put up a fence to protect or isolate others from something. If Christians believe in God has to put up a fence to restore the Garden of Eden in our lives, why? To protect which and isolate which from what do we have to put up such fence? Needless to say, it is a fence to seal the secular way of thinking. If one pertains to the secular way of thinking, the person can only live like habitual believers, like the Jewish people who put Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, on the cross, because things do not go in the direction they intended. In such way of living, although one may live in a lavish castle, the Garden of Eden cannot be restored in his mind. However, if a person worshipping finite materials of the world empties his mind and thinks new way, he will live like a person living in the kingdom of God, even if he is in the middle of crisis. It is because the Garden of Eden is restored in his spirit, which he has a fence built against the secular way of thinking. Paul stated as follows in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. A Christian is a person reborn as a new creation, as a child of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, from a sinner who had to die. Then what is the logic behind the new creation as a Christian? It is a new way of thinking for a new mind. Without a new way of thinking, a new way of talk and behaviors cannot be followed. For this reason, Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 commands that set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. It is the command to put up a fence against the secular way of thinking, so prevalent in this world, and only think about things that are above. In other words, God, Word of God, and Providence of God. A person living as such can live as a new creation with new way of talk and behaviors, and his time can be filled with new days and new years. As explained during the New Year's Eve sermon, for this reason, we set our church's motto for this year as consider, based on Matthew chapter 6, verse
28.
There is no condition to faith. Those with conditions are transactions, not faith. So having faith is having God as my first life priority. Why do Christians have to put their life priority on God? It is because God created us Because God created us, He knows my character and what I need better than I do.
우리에게 있어야 할 것도 우리보다 하나님께서 더 잘 알고 계십니다. 그 하나님께
Wouldn't it be so natural that such God will take care of my life? If I put my life priority on God in accordance with the word of God,
영원토록 책임져 주시지 않겠습니까? 믿음의 이치가 이렇듯
The logic of faith is so clear like this. But in most cases, because we fail to set our life priority on God by putting ourselves first, we live in anxiousness, worries, and restlessness. The Lord therefore asked us to think about how birds in the sky can survive, how a child's height can grow, and how lilies in the field grow.
어떻게 피는지 생각하여 보라고 명령하십니다. 헬라어 동사 카타만타노는
The Greek verb katamanthanos means to learn, observe, think deeply.
창공을 날아다니는 새들에게서 한번
Let us learn from the birds which fly in the air. Do the birds sow the seeds from their for their food? Do they harvest in the fall and store the foods they are to eat for the next 1 year? Not at all. Nevertheless, birds in the natural state live in the providence of God. Let us observe how a child grows. Can a child's stature grow by worries of his or her parents? Anxiousness can accomplish nothing in this world. It would not add 1 millimeter to the child's, to their children's stature, but would only shorten parents' life. But even for a child of a poor family who cannot eat every meal, God makes him or her grow as he or she should. Think about how the flowers in the field bloom and grow. Have you seen flowers work hard to get beautiful coloring or spin to make clothes for themselves? Unlike the birds, don't they just stay still in one place and bloom? But do they lack elegance because of this? No, the opposite is true. To the contrary, no matter how glorious Solomon's clothes were, Solomon, who is the symbol of wealth and glory, how could fabric which does not contain life come even close to the beauty of the flowers that has brilliant life? The flowers do not live for 1,000 or 10,000 of years. If God arrays flowers of the field which bloom brilliantly today, but will wither tomorrow and be thrown into fire so beautifully, then what more do we need to say about His children whom He loved so much as to give up His only Son? If we think about God who has created heaven and earth, if we think about the promises He has made to us, if we think about the providence of God revealed in the law of nature and the history of men, we are compelled to live as true Christians who put God first in our lives and abandon the lives of Gentiles, which are pressed down by anxiousness and worries due to putting one's life priority on the self. In other words, one will put up a fence against the secular way of thinking, which drives one to pursue secular things as purpose of one's life. Instead, one will, with the new way of thinking, seek for the things above and live a life pursuing the Garden of Eden. From then, our time can become new time, new day, and new year. Jewish people in Thessalonica who were jealous of Paul formed a mob and attacked the house of Jason to bring Paul's company out. However, at that moment, Paul's company was not at Jason's place. So instead of Paul's company, the Jewish people dragged Jason and brothers of faith before the city authorities and accused them with false accusations. The city authorities of Thessalonica released Jason and the rest of brothers after having them declare a kind of oath that they will not meet Paul again and report immediately if they see Paul. As soon as the night came, Jason and brothers of faith immediately sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. It is because they didn't know what would happen to Paul's company on the next day. As explained to you last week, Berea is located 80 kilometers southwest of Thessalonica, which takes about 3 days by foot. Verse 10. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. On arriving there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. It was daytime when Paul's company arrived at Berea after walking for 3 days from Thessalonica. As soon as they have arrived at Berea, without taking a break, Paul went into the Jewish synagogue. As his custom, this was to deliver the gospel of the people in the synagogue. Verse 11. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. People of Berea that Paul met were more noble than those in Thessalonica. The Greek verb of the word translated as noble in the text is eugenes, meaning high-minded. People that Paul met were those who had noble thoughts and character. They did not listen to the gospel preached by Paul half-minded. They accepted the gospel with sincere minds and eagerness. They were people with noble spirit who were eager to learn the truth. Moreover, they did not stop at sincerely accepting the gospel that Paul had preached. They examined the scriptures daily to see if these things were true. After listening to Paul's message, they examined the scriptures every day to confirm whether Paul's message conforms to or deviates from what the scripture testifies. Examining means study carefully, which describes the state of thoroughly thinking and studying.
묘사하는 단어입니다. 베레아 사람들이 깊이 상고한 성경은
The scriptures that Bereans examined was the Old Testament as the New Testament had not been written then.
그들은 바울이 전하는 예수
They examined the scriptures every day to confirm whether Jesus that Paul had preached, Jesus of Nazareth, who had to die to pay the sin debts of men and rise from the dead for men's eternal salvation, is the Messiah testified in the Old
Testament.
They examined the scriptures every day to confirm whether Jesus, who was born in a manger in a barn, not the palace of Roman emperor, and lived with the peasants in Galilee, a remote village of Rome, was indeed the only Son of God that the Old Testament testified. The Greek verb translated examined is anakrino, meaning search, review, assess, and cross-check. All of these actions cannot be undertaken without a thorough thinking.
현실화되거나 구체화될 수 없는 단어들입니다. 그들이 날마다
Did they examine the scriptures thoroughly to fulfill their curiosity or simply serve their theological aptitude?
관심을 충족시키기 위함이 아니었습니다.
Not at all. Verse 12. Many of the Jews believed, as did also a number of prominent Greek women and many Greek men. The reason they deeply examined the scriptures every day was because they wanted to believe the word of God in the Old Testament and the message of Jesus Christ delivered by Paul. Following the word of God, they wanted to follow the message of Jesus Christ. People who listened to the preaching of Paul were not only Jewish people routinely gathered at the Jewish synagogue. Just like in Thessalonica, there were a significant number of Greek women of high standing as well as men. They would not have known had it not been Paul's preaching, but the more they had examined the scriptures after listening to Paul's preaching, they could not but believe God in Trinity who created men. In other words, they could not but put up a fence against the secular way of thinking and putting their life priority on God above. Then, after that incident, within their times, as new creations, be filled with a new time, new day, and new year? Wouldn't the Garden of Eden have been restored in their spirit?
날마다 성경을 상고하는 삶. 날마다
It was possible because they lived a life examining the scriptures, thinking of God every day.
절대로 누릴 수 없는
It was a blessing of God that they could not have received if they weren't thinking.
오늘은 2013년 들어서
Today is the first Sunday of 2013.
그러나 생각해 보십시다.
Let us think.
우리가
If we stay still, will 2013 become a new year? God spoke to us as follows through Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 to 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Let's think about it. If God's thoughts and ways,
하나님께서 당신의 생각을 구현하시는 방법이
and the way that God realizes His thoughts and ways, and your thoughts and ways are same, can such God become the omnipotent Creator? And would there be a reason to believe such God?
그런데도
If we confine the thoughts and ways of God who created heaven and earth within our narrow thoughts and ways, will we be able to put our life priority on God? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22-24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Becoming Christian means to put off your old self and put on the new self with new mind in Jesus Christ. Let's think about it. How can we put on the new self where the Garden of Eden is restored in our spirit without putting up a fence against the secular world? My old self pursuing secular rules. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12-13. And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. As explained to you, God commands us to live according to His word for our happiness, not for Himself. Can there be another way besides the Word of God provided to us as a guidebook to tell us how to live in this world? Then, when you think about it, how can your life, your house, be in happiness this year if you don't live according to the Word of God? Galatians 6:7-8. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. If a ship owner waits for his ship at a dock every day while he had never sent up a ship, would he be in his right mind? If a farmer who didn't sow seeds wait for harvesting in the fall, would he be in his right mind? Then let's think about ourselves. If a person did not sow a seed of truth as because he wanted to pursue his desires of flesh during the year, but waits for harvesting eternal seeds of truth in that year, wouldn't he be a person deceiving himself, mocking God? Dear fellow believers, let us not forget 2013 will not come back. Is the first and the last year, of 2013 that we will have. Nobody would want to complete the only year of 2013 in repentance and regret in the year end of December. Then, let us observe the Lord's command to consider. Let us live this year as a Christian, thinking about God and Trinity, who created heaven and earth, thinking of the Word of God that God provided to us as a guidebook for our lives, and thinking of the providence of God in love, nature, and the history of men. The Lord promises to us, reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Here, what I'm saying means the word of God given to us. If we think of the word of God, the Lord will fill us with the Lord's insight on every occasion. The Lord will give insight to people who reflect on Him, His Word, and His providence because the Lord is living and with us. Then, needless to say, if we think of the Word of God every day, wouldn't every moment become a new hour, a new day, and a new year by His insight that God provided to us? This will be impossible if we only rely on us, but it's possible because the Lord is with us. Let us pray. The year 2013, which will be our first and last year 2013 in our lives, has started. Help us to live as a Christian, thinking of God every day in accordance with the command of God, without repeating the foolishness of repenting at the end of the year after spending that year without much thinking. Help us to live thinking every day of God in Trinity, who created heaven and earth, the Word of God, and the providence of God in the law of nature and the history of men. Help us live thinking every day that the way and thoughts of omnipotent God cannot be same as the way and thought of me, a finite being.
세상의 것들을 섬기던 옛 사람의
Help us live thinking every day that I cannot be a new self, that the Garden of Eden is restored in my mind without putting up a fence against the old self following the secular way of thinking. Help us live thinking every day that my life and family can never be happy if I don't observe the Word of God, which is the guidebook of our lives. As we harvest what we sow, help us think every day that I will not become a new creation harvesting the fruit of truth without sowing the seed of truth in this year. Help us thinking that the Lord will provide me with the insight as long as I think of God, the Word of God, and providence of God every day. Help every moment of our lives become a new time, new day, and a new year as we think of God every day. And help our family, workplace, church, and society be renewed through such lives of ours. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.